Thanks for listening to Schlereth and Evans On Demand. Did you know you can listen to us on Alexa? Enable our skill today, then say, Alexa, play 104.3 The Fan.
Every morning at 8 a.m., we take the best question you have for Mark Schlereth using hashtag question mark on social media and the text line. And now it's time for question mark.
By the way, Ray Allen is in the Hall of Fame.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured he's one of the greatest shooters in NBA history, for crying out loud.
Oh, and if he was allowed to play his entire career in the way that the game is played now?
Oh, my God. Is he in the Hall of Fame, or is Jesus Shuttlesworth in the Hall of Fame?
Good point. Why is he in the Hall of Fame?
Right. By the way, I asked him, I was hosting this event, and I said, okay, more recognized, like, 19-year NBA career, multiple champions, all that kind of stuff, or Jesus Shuttlesworth. And he said it's 50-50 for him when he gets stopped.
Really?
50-50. Because
the Jesus Shuttlesworth thing was a long time ago.
Yeah, but it's kind of an iconic Spike Lee, Denzel Washington.
By the way, remind me, I got to come back to that golf event because you name-dropped, but you name-dropped the other day in a way that I was like, really? That's cool. I want to get to that in a second. But first, question mark. This is from Corey in Thornton, who asks, Is It Just Me Friday? Is it just me, or should Mark Von Miller give up some of his ridiculous contract in order to keep his old pal Chris Harris in town? Tom Brady's been taking less pay to keep good players around. Why can't Von?
Oh, my.
He's got a point.
No, he doesn't have a point.
Well, he's got a point from the standpoint of Brady has taken less.
Has Brady taken less? Has he really taken less?
Well, Tom always gets his money. Tom will always get his money, but he has always been willing to put that money off down the road to work out a contract that has always been salary cap friendly to allow other players to get paid. With the understanding he's still going to get his money.
Tom's going to get his money. Tom hasn't taken, like, I hate the narrative. Tom takes pay cuts. You know, Tom's playing for free. Tom probably has ownership given to him from his dad, Robert Kraft. He's got all kinds of deferred money that they owe him. He's not taking pay cuts. He's renegotiating his deal and taking large sums of money later in his deal. They're deferring whatever they're deferring. That's not on Von Miller. Now, if the organization says, hey, Von, let's renegotiate your contract and give you a bunch of money up front and then defer a bunch of money so that we can save some salary cap dollars, I promise you, Von would be like, oh, sure, let's talk about doing that. That is not on Von Miller. That's on the organization. You think Tom Brady walks up to Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft and go, hey, I was just thinking, you know, we need to get ourselves another brrr, and I'll just take less money. That's the same New England fan that thinks the New England Patriots came in the league in 2000. They forget from 1960 to 2000, they stunk. All they remember, the last day, and it's been an incredible 18-year run. I get it. I'm jealous. Like 9 Super Bowls in 18 years. 6 world championships. I'm jealous. I get it. It's been a great run. But don't forget that the first 40 years of the organization, they were bottom dwellers. I mean, they were caught at the bottom of the sea, for crying out loud.
I always get a kick out of it. You'd like to go up to some of these people who say that, I'm a diehard Patriot fan. Really? Do you know who Steve Grogan is?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Nelson. Do you know who Steve Nelson is?
Right.
Or let's get
Fred Smirlis.
Do you know, like when you go up to somebody who says, oh, they're rocking the Steph Curry jersey, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Warrior fan? Huge Dub fan. I'm a fan of the Dubs. I'm a diehard Dubs fan. Really? Can you tell me who, Run TMC was? Huh?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
By the way, can you name Run TMC?
Run TMC?
Right. Now, you're not a big Dubs fan, so I'm not expecting you to get it, but do you know who made up Run TMC?
Run TMC. Who's Dubs?
So who is the Tim? Who is the T? Who's the Tim? Tim?
Oh, okay. Tim,
Hardaway.
Hardaway. Oh, okay.
All right, do you know who the M was?
Mitch Richmond.
Yeah, okay, yes, okay, yeah. Okay. Two for two.
All right, yeah. Give me the last one. Right. I'm on
and,
this.
And the C?
The C is Chris Weber.
Mullen, right?
Oh, hey.
Good for you.
Yeah, I really wasn't listening when you asked me that. I was like, wait a minute, how do we get to basketball from where I was? I got distracted, had text messages from my wife, quit paying attention to you. Then you throw the TMC thing on me. I'm like, I thought we were talking New England. I was looking for who was Sam Bam Cunningham. I'm like, how are we working Sam Bam Cunningham into this? Damn it.
Yeah.
They did have, remember, what was it? Russ, what was the tight end?
Oh, Russ Francis.
Russ Francis, Sam the Bam Cunningham, John Hanna.
Yeah, go up to these diehard Patriot fans. Hey, what was that guy? What was Mosey's last name?
Mosey Tupu.
Right. They wouldn't know that.
Mosey Tupu. Yeah, they actually had. There was a couple of years there where they actually had a decent team.
No, you're right. But diehard Patriot fan today.
Right.
Would be hard pressed to name some of them. But back to the whole the idea that Vaughn needs to give up some. Is it just me or this is not about not having the money to pay Chris Harris. This is we have placed a value on the player based on age, based on the way that we're going to play defense under Vic Fangio.
Right.
And that value just might not be the same value that Chris Harris thinks of himself. Right. I don't think this is we can't afford Chris Harris. This is, hey, this is the value we've placed on Chris Harris, and we don't want to go beyond that level.
Well, if they're already saying they're going to double his salary for 1 year, I mean, if that's kind of the narrative that's out there right now, I mean, you got to eat all that money. It's not like you spread that money out over the life of the contract.
Right.
So you're going to eat that money on this 1 year cap. So if that's what they're talking about, they can afford Chris Harris Jr. They can afford him. It'd be easier to afford him for multiple years than it would be to redo it for just one season, Mike. I mean, that's how these contracts work. So, you know, I mean, they're looking at the value. They're looking at getting younger, continuing to get younger. They're looking at all those things. But you think about Chris Harris Jr. I mean, how much money could he make himself as a free agent out there if he becomes a free agent in this defense, as Troy Rank, who came on earlier, talked about him being the smartest player that he's ever encountered during his time covering the Broncos for however long. And it's been a long time. Like, you're playing a bunch of blitz zone stuff and you've got your eyes on the quarterback. How many breaks could you get if you're reading routes and route combinations like Chris Harris Jr. does? I mean, how many times is he going to run underneath a stick route, intercept it and take it to the, what we like to call the hizzy? I don't know if you're familiar with the hizzy.
I am familiar with the hizzy.
Have you been to the hizzy?
I have not been to the hizzy.
I have never in all my years of playing, I have never been invited to the hizzy.
By the way,
yeah,
we had Terrell Davis in here earlier this week, and we were talking about it. And he was going back on the play that basically started the end of his career when Greasy threw the interception.
Mm-hmm.
And he started chasing down the field. Great hustle. And he got taken out by Matt Lepsis, hurt his knee, and was never the same. And it struck me at that moment as he was telling that story how things could have been different if he had only adopted the Mark Schlereth strategy of what to do after a turnover. You want to share the Mark Schlereth?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
After a turnover.
You didn't see me over there on the sideline trying to make a tackle, did you? I was like your deep, deep third safety on prevent defense.
I like how you you shared with us. I think it bears repeating that it was all about, how was it going to show up on the film on Monday?
Absolutely.
So what was the strategy again? Now an interception's been thrown.
Right, interception's been thrown.
This is, now what immediately goes through your head?
Head on a swivel. head on a swivel. Like, I'm not chasing anybody down, so head on a swivel.
Because those guys that you've been cutting.
The guys I've been cutting, the guys I've been holding are going to try to blow me up. Been there. Been snot rocketed a couple times. All right? So that, get your head on a swivel. If a guy happens to be right on you, grab him and make it look like he's blocking you. Shake your head back and forth a little bit like you're trying to get off. But just make sure that once you're engaged like that, you're not going to get taken out, right? And then if the play happens to come by you, you know, stick an arm out there, at least make an effort. The other thing I used to do is if I had to chase it like it was behind me all of a sudden, I would like really get a body lean and just start leaning. And as I'm running, I'm just getting wider and wider. And it looks like I'm running really hard, but I'm wider and wider until I'm out of the film of the frame or the frame of the film. Right? And then you just stop. You're not catching the guy anyhow. But Matt is, you know, all gung-ho. He's a young player. He could run. He used to be a former tight end at CU. He's flying down the sideline trying to make a play, hurting people. Not me.
See, if only Matt Lepsis had taken the Mark Schlereth approach of, you know, hey, let's just kind of run. We'll run hard for about 15 yards, and then we'll just kind of veer off onto the sideline.
Yeah. The more you know.
Yeah.
TD would have been fine.
I'm hitting guys all the time, right? You every play you're hitting guys. You're not the kind of athlete that's going to be down there. You're like stalking somebody down. Yeah, when I was young, I used to do stupid stuff like that. As an older player, that's the receivers and the running backs. That's your job.
I can just see you as an offensive lineman and the other guys a big defensive lineman. You just kind of get together like in a little clinch and you're just like,
yeah,
hold me. You know, yeah, you hold me too. Let's hold each other.
I did that in a Pro Bowl. I did that in a Pro Bowl with Warren Sapp. As soon as the ball was in, whoom, just like a magnet, connected. All right, just stay there. And it's okay, touchdown. All right, kickoff.
Thanks, Warren.
Appreciate you. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, no, this is not a case of them not having the money and that Von Miller needs to defer some money. This is just, hey, this is the value we've placed on a guy.
Sure.
But does it bother you? Because I know we've had this conversation before. It bothers you the idea that, well, as an offensive lineman, you can only play in a zone blocking scheme or you can only play in a power running scheme. The idea is if you're good enough as an offensive lineman, you can play in any system, right?
Yeah, I believe that.
You believe that.
I believe that to be
true. So are we putting a little bit too much into the idea of that, well, you know, Chris Harris doesn't totally fit or maybe he's a bit more expendable because of the Vic Fangio defense doesn't place as much of an emphasis on, you know, being a shutdown corner or shutdown slot guy with your man-to-man skills. That you don't have to overpay for a corner like Chris Harris because you don't necessarily need his skill set as much. I think that's putting too much into the idea mm-hmm. that the system is all that.
Right.
That a guy can only play in that kind of a system.
Yeah.
And B, I think you're like you just said, you're shortchanging all the different ways that Chris Harris can help a defense, whether it's all out man-man or if it is more zone.
Yeah, no, I think what you're looking at is you can sit there and make that argument. Well, Chris Harris, you know, people will say, well, he's a slot corner, you know, and they got a slot corner in Callahan. And so you don't need, like, there's nothing that Chris Harris can't do. And because he is, you know, he's a brilliant football player, man. He just understands the game. And so, like, those are the things you look for in a player. There's nothing that he's not system dependent. Just like we said, you know, well, I mean, you know, people will be like, yeah, Larry Allen wouldn't have fit in a zone. So he's 6'3 or 6'4 and he's 335. Listen, man. That dude can move. He can run. He could play in a gap system. He could play in a zone system. You know, it's interesting. As I went out a week ago or whatever, a week and a half ago with New Orleans, because I played in a kind of counter gap system. We dabbled in a little zone in Washington in my days there, but we ran a lot of counter, power type of stuff, some gap system stuff. And, you know, and then here in Denver, we ran essentially pretty much all zone stuff. You know, I mean, every now and again, you're mixing some stuff in there. But you look at the Saints, you look at the volume of run that they have because they have wide zone, they have tight zone, they have power, they have counter, they have a bunch of front side gap stuff. They run it all, Mike. And so they want to have that variety and they want to have that crossover. And one of the things, you know, that I was trying to impart upon them is I want everything to, like, from a footwork standpoint, I want everything to look the same. But I just look at players in general, man. If you can move, if you've got great feet and hands, you can play. Whether you're 290 or whether you're 330, I don't care who you are. You know, we can use you. And Chris Harris, and if you're smart, like if you're smart, you can play for a long time. Even as your athletic skills diminish, you can still be a very effective player. And so, you know, Chris Harris Jr. to me is never, he never made it in this league because he's so athletically gifted. He made it in this league because he understands football and he's a great football player. And so I don't really worry about, hey, he's 30 now. His skills are going to diminish. I mean, the guy athletically, I'm not saying he's a bad athlete. He's a great athlete, but in NFL parlance, when you're talking cornerbacks, he's not a great athlete. Like, running 40s and all that kind of stuff. I just don't think he would, I don't think he would match up to a lot of the corners. But as far as a player is concerned, absolutely he matches up.
Is It Just Me Friday? Give you a chance to get stuff off your chest heading off into the weekend. Hit us up on the RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. Here's one, Phil in Wheatridge. Is it just me or will Clay Thompson be even more motivated to star on a new team after missing all NBA honors and $30 million on a max deal? Yeah, did you hear about this? He was genuinely shocked. He found out from the media that he had not made first team all NBA.
Uh-huh.
And it cost him, yes, it cost him $30 million because had he made all NBA first team, he would have been able to sign a 5-year supermax contract worth $221 million. Instead, he'll have to settle for 5-year max worth $191 million. And he said, quote, I didn't. It already came out. I mean, that's cool and all, but like when you go to 5 straight finals, I respect those guys, but when you go to 5 straight, it takes more than just a couple of all NBA guys. So is this a guy that maybe realizes that as long as he's with Golden State, he may never be an all NBA type guy?
Sure.
And does he want to go to a place where maybe he will be viewed as an all NBA guy? And might that place be here? Now, Jokic is all NBA right now.
Right.
But if a guy like Klay Thompson comes here, is the missing piece that puts the Nuggets back into the NBA Finals and maybe wins an NBA championship. And because he's coming from Golden State and all the cachet that goes with being a Warrior.
Right.
Does he come here and is he the man? And is that maybe what he's looking for? Rather than just joining on with another superstar to go somewhere else.
Well, I would say this. Like, what kind of guy are you? Are you the kind of guy that wants to be a superstar? Are you the kind of guy that's more worried about shoe contracts and, you know, becoming a brand? Or are you the kind of guy that wants to win championships? You know, you look at James Harden. James Harden leaves the Thunder, right, where he's got Westbrook and he's got Durant. He leaves the Thunder as kind of the understudy, if you will, or the third man.
Oh, he's third wheel, yeah.
Yeah, third wheel. I mean, at some point, wasn't he six man? Like, he was... So he leaves there and becomes an NBA superstar. But you talk to NBA people and you're like, you'll never win that isolation type basketball. Like, that will never win an NBA championship. I mean, you talk to anybody that operates in the NBA, anybody that is an analyst for the NBA, and they'll all tell you that style that they play with in Houston, where it's isolation basketball and it's give the ball to James Harden and let him do that step back, you know, that three steps and shoot. Like, that's fine. You're going to win a lot of regular season games and you're going to go to the playoffs, but you're never going to win a championship running that. Like, I haven't talked to anybody that thinks that's a viable way to win a championship, but are you okay with just being a superstar? Like, my worry for Klay Thompson would be, you've already won a bunch of championships. Now are you just going to be a star? See, I get the sense that Klay Thompson wants to, like, I get the sense he wants to win championships.
Well, here's the quote. He was asked how he's able to let the contract implications roll off his back so easily, $30 million. And he said, quote, rings. So maybe this guy is, because if he is all about rings, he does. He stays put. He stays right where he is. He re-signs with Golden State. He's comfortable. He, he rides along perfectly with Steph Curry and Draymond Green. But, and then he looks around and he realizes, hey, just simply going and trying to form these super teams doesn't always work. Kyrie Irving bristled at the idea that he wasn't the guy with LeBron James. Hasn't worked out in Boston. You know, even Kevin Durant, as much success as Durant has had, there's this sense that Durant wants to go off and be the man somewhere else. I don't know. Is that going to work out?
Right.
Is it going to work out better if he's with the New York Knicks? That's going to work? Probably not. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think a guy like Klay Thompson, who I'd love to see here, he is number one on my free agent wish list.
Oh, if you could get Klay Thompson.
Perfect for what they need right now.
Oh, my goodness. A professional scorer in the backcourt. Could you imagine?
And by the way, I think he would come here, if he came here, not with the idea that I'm clearly the man, everything runs through me, and I have to get the most shots. I just don't think he's like that. But when I hear some of the other names that the Nuggets have been linked to, like, I'll tell you right now, I have no interest in Jimmy Butler. None.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. Because I think Jimmy Butler, there's a reason why Jimmy Butler's moved around so much. Why has he moved from Chicago to Minnesota to Philly? And the idea that he could be, because he's been kind of a I got to clean it up. He's kind of been a Richard Nine to deal with.
Yeah.
And I could see this really good chemistry that exists here with the Nuggets be really disrupted if you brought in a guy like Jimmy Butler. So be careful. I do believe they have to go out and make a big move.
What's your sense on...
You got to be careful who it is.
What's your sense on Klay Thompson? Do you think he wants to go somewhere and... Like, you think he would like to come here? You think he'd like to leave the Warriors? Or do you think he's just comfortable with the Warriors and he's just going to stay put?
That's a great question. If they win another championship, might he just say, it's time for me to strike out on my own if he wins another championship? You know, it's like the coach who is so successful in college. And he can just stay put right where he is.
Right, but wants to go to the NFL and give it a whirl.
He can't resist the lure of the NFL to try to give it a shot to just see how his
system works.
How it works, right?
Right.
Does a guy like Klay Thompson start feeling that way?
I get to.
Because if he does, man, come on here. Welcome you with open arms.
I just get the sense that Klay Thompson isn't worried about building a brand or being an NBA superstar. Like, Klay Thompson feels to me like he's about winning and doesn't care. Like, I've watched enough Warriors basketball to, one of the things that fascinates me about watching them is they don't care who's the one that's dropping buckets that night. They're just excited to play together, you know? I don't know. That's just the sense I get.
Rockies back home this weekend, opening up a homestand. They'll be taking on the really bad Baltimore Orioles. Talk about a team you got to get fat on and get right on. So they're going to be at Coors Field, and just a block away today, our guys Stokely and Zach are going to be broadcasting live from Blake Street Tavern between noon and 3. Stop on by, enjoy some great lunch, register to win a $50 gift card courtesy of Blake Street Tavern, and check out the fellas, Stokely and Stack, as they're going to be broadcasting live there. All right, coming up, why no longer... Can people get on me about wanting John Elway to get fired? That's next. On this Is It Just Me Friday, is it just me or am I off the hook? I am now off the hook.
You are off
I'm off the hook. I mean, because I have been targeted, I think unfairly, by people like you.
Kind of public enemy number one for your hate that you spew towards the legend. The Duke.
That's just not true. And that's why that's why I'm so happy about this latest development, because I have been mischaracterized as hating John Elway, which is the furthest thing from the truth.
Right. You have been characterized as the villain.
Yes.
But you're really now just the villain sidekick. Like every villain, you know, has a little sidekick.
All right, I want to explore that a little bit more, but first let's get to, hold on a second.
Okay.
Because we need to establish all this. Okay, so, listen, I've never called for John Elway's firing. I've said that I think he needs to be held more accountable, and I think that he has gotten more leeway, more of a pass than he deserves for these last 3 years, in which they've gone 16-28 in their last 44 games. But, hey, anything I've ever said about John Elway pales in comparison to what Tom Nalen laid down yesterday.
Hey, if this all comes tumbling down, I'll be the first one to say, hey, I was wrong. Elway should be fired. Joe Ellis, they need to find a new owner, sell the team. Let's just burn it to the ground now.
It. What would be the burn it result? What's the burn bag scenario?
A complete 180.
But like what? The record? 8-8? Is 8-8 burn?
8-8's not good enough.
Wait. 8-8 is burn it to the ground.
Look at Mike Shanahan.
Seriously?
Mike Shanahan's first year here. Like Vic Fangio went 8-8. The entire roster outside of a few guys was overhauled. The next year, 13-3. After the 13-3 year, the entire roster was overhauled till we got to the Super Bowl. That's how it works.
Hold on. So are you firing John Elway after an 8-8 season?
Yep.
Wow.
Have to.
Dang.
Listen. Not only does that go way above anything I've ever said, it comes with the added emphasis that, you know, whatever I've said about John Elway, John never caressed my hiney.
No, he didn't.
Like he did Tom Nalen's.
Yes.
I mean, they had a relationship.
Yeah. You're right.
Right?
You're right.
So his words carry even more weight.
That's right.
Since he had his hiney caressed.
A little side tap on the buttock.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
A little slap on the cheek.
Yeah.
We're going on two.
Going on two. I'm about to, you're about to feel some pressure. Blue 80. Right. Ball snapped up there. You're right.
Did you ever, like, look over to your right with a little bit of envy?
Why doesn't he touch me like that? No, I did not. I did not look over there with envy.
What if Tom Brady was the quarterback?
Oh, my gosh.
What if Tom Allen was snapping to Tom Brady?
I would. If Tom Brady was the quarterback, I would have switched positions. I'd have become the center.
Look, Tom, I don't know if you can play guard, but you're a guard now.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, let's switch it up here. I'll take a couple snaps this series. Move over to guard.
But. All right, all joking aside, although you're right. Now he's the villain.
Right.
But are there, like, we've had sidekicks for heroes, but who's the sidekick villain?
Like, now Tom Nalen is Captain Hook and you're Shmee.
Shmee?
Yeah, a little fat kid. Shmee, little fat pirate guy.
You got to do better than that. I'm willing to wear the assistant villain hat, but you got to come up with something a little better than that.
How about I got another one? Because these Shmee and like body types are perfect. What about this is probably better. Go to Beauty and the Beast.
Oh jeez.
Tom Nalen is Gaston, and you are LeFou.
LeFou?
Yeah.
You got to come up better than Shmee and LeFou.
Dude, the body types are perfect.
No.
LeFou?
I'm willing to be the assistant villain, but not Shmee or LeFou. Gotta do better.
Horace and Jasper?
Horace and
from
Jasper.
101 Dalmatians?
Yeah.
Tom is Cruella de Vil. You're Jasper? Jasper was a short little fat one. Horace was the taller one.
You gotta stop with the body type comparisons here.
Mm.
Come on.
That one, all right, that pretty much, yeah, what about Igor to Dr. Frankenstein?
Again, body type.
Igor?
Come on. Like, the great villains, right? Joker didn't have anybody.
Are you sure he didn't have
anybody? Lex Luthor?
They had to have somebody.
Although Lex Luthor did have that bumbling guy back in the Gene Hackman Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
He did have that bumbling guy, Otis. Maybe I'm Otis. Am I Otis to Tom Nalen's Lex Luthor?
Otis?
Yeah, remember Otis? He was playing...
Didn't the Joker and the Penguin?
No.
They teamed up quite a bit. You're the Penguin.
No. No.
You're the Danny DeVito Penguin.
Again, body type. Anybody who understands the whole Batman world understood that the Penguin was his own formidable foe. Burgess Meredith. Come on.
Yeah, you could be Burgess too. Burgess. Danny DeVito. LeFou.
LeFou.
I mean, like, I think we've nailed your true calling here.
That I'm the short, dumpy,
right,
villain's right-hand man?
Timon and Pumbaa. You'd be Pumbaa. I mean. I think we got it.
We got to do better than that.
No?
But Nalen's definitely achieve villain status with this.
Right.
8-8, burn it to the ground?
Yeah.
Go full Drogon?
He's Jafar. You're Lago, the little chubby bird.
Come on. See, this is where I do not like our textures, because they're very creative, and they're coming up with all this stuff.
Okay, where do they go? Give me some texts.
No. No. Dr. Evil in number two.
Right? Yes. Yes. Number two. Yeah. Mini-me. You would be the mini-me.
Boris and Natasha. I'm Natasha?
No, you'd be Boris.
I'd be Boris?
Yeah, Boris. Well, Boris and Natasha.
Boris and Natasha. Nailing his job of the hut. Evans is that little rat puppet on his lap.
I don't know.
I don't think I like the way this is going. Rat puppet, Shmi, LeFou.
I think LeFou and...
Who's LeFou, by the way?
You don't know LeFou?
Hold on, let me Google.
Yeah.
Can I get some effort in music
Gaston's,
here?
He's Gaston's little chubby sidekick, LeFou. You got it?
LeFou is not... How do you spell LeFou?
It's L-A-F-O-U or something like that.
Ah, here we go.
Did I spell it right?
No, L-E-F-O-U.
Oh, L-E, not L-A. LeFou.
No!
Yeah.
No.
That looks almost identical.
No.
Identical.
Him?
Yeah, there you go.
No.
Yeah, that's the sidekick.
That's not.
You know who played him in the made-for-television movie with when they remade Beauty and the Beast, like with real actors?
No.
Josh Gad. You kind of got a Josh Gad body.
Oh, stop it. This has not gone the way I thought it would go.
This has gone perfect. This could have gone better.
LeFou, Shmi, no.
Shmi.
Shmi. I don't want to be Shmi.
Yeah. You got that little voice too, and the little squeaky thing. Like,
no.
If
I'm gonna be Nalen's villainous sidekick, it's gotta be cooler than Shmi.
That's the thing about sidekicks is they're not cool.
Well, good point. Batman, Robin. Robin is not cool.
No, Robin is.
He's a lot of things. He's not cool.
Right. Robin
sucks.
Robin is like, hey, dude, go get me that thing for my tool belt.
Right.
And he's like, all right, Batman, I'll be right back. Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
Like Batman is to Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Robin is to Batman, like Brandon Stokely is to Peyton.
My best friend Peyton Manning.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Came full circle, but we got it. All right. Coming up more. Is It Just Me is next. Now, this is my favorite text of the day.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
What did we learn? What did you learn during the Avalanche playoff run about Sirius Hockey Fan?
Oh, Serious Hockey Fan. If you say something incorrectly, Serious Hockey Fan doesn't want you to follow their sport anymore. They'll get mad at you.
Right?
Yeah.
Hockey Fan, Serious Hockey Fan is very territorial about his or her sport, correct?
Correct.
Kind of like Soccer Fan, right?
Yeah.
But it kind of falls under that category. Look. If you're not going to speak correctly about our sport,
right,
we don't want you type thing, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we were talking about Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
We were kind of bagging on Robin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is Robin kind of useless, right?
Right.
Oh, ready for this one?
Yes.
The original Robin turns into Nightwing. Please stop talking about Batman mythology, which you know nothing about. Stick to sports.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Okay, if we're talking about the Mount Rushmore, the pantheon of the Mount Olympus of fanboy or fangirl that takes his or her passion
right
the most seriously,
right?
Who goes there? Is it comic fan? Is it comic book fan? Is it hockey fan? Is it soccer fan? Who is it? Who's the group that takes themselves way too seriously?
Oh.
And it fall into the category of like, look, if you're not going to get it right, we don't want you.
Right. Is it Game of Thrones fan?
Ooh.
Like, that, you got to throw them
Good
in there.
Good point.
I had no idea, though, that about the Robin thing that he actually became Night Ranger.
No, jeez.
I mean, who knew that Robin was this talented? Listen to me. I didn't know he could play this.
Folks, it's going to take a while to get this back on track.
Is this Chris O'Donnell? Because wasn't he Robin?
Sister Christian, all the time has come.
Yeah. I did not know he was Night Ranger.
No, he did not turn into Night Ranger.
No, after he got done being Robin, he became Night Ranger.
No, not Night Ranger. He was not the Night Ranger. He was the Nightwing.
The Night? What the hell's a Nightwing? You can't even sing to that.
No.
It's a great song.
This is
by Robin.
No, it's not by Robin.
Yeah, it is. He's Night Ranger.
Here we go. Turn it up.
Gotta love the 80s, man. This is a great part right here. Motoring, baby. Get it. Yeah. I got a whole new respect for Robin. I did not realize that he was so musically and talented. That he was so musically inclined and talented.
On the text line, that guy's probably been waiting 20 years to be able to use his Batman knowledge.
Have you ever heard of...
Somebody brings up Star Wars fan, Star Trek fan.
Oh.
I don't think Star Trek fan is Star Wars fan.
Trekkies?
I don't think... Trekkies are not... I think Trekkies are pretty cool.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think that... I don't think Trekkie fan takes himself or herself as seriously as Star Trek... as Star Wars fan takes himself or herself.
Mm. There are some kind of Star Wars snobs out there.
Oh, yeah.
So is it Star Wars fan, comic book fan, soccer fan, or hockey fan?
My experience, but I don't hang around a lot of like comic book, like I don't go to Comic-Con or, you know, I don't hang out at those events. The one I get the most vitriol from is hockey fan. Like real, real hockey fan. You know, they get to the point where they're like, we don't need ESPN. We've got Versus. What? Crickets? What? Nobody's ever seen that before, you know? Those are the ones to me that get the most, like, venom spewed at you.
Hockey fans intense. You know, it's like when I say, Yeah, the Avalanche should be really aggressive in free agency this year. They should go after Artemi Panarin.
No!
Yeah, they can't.
We don't need him. Have you seen our prospects? We've got 11 of them. Our top 11 are plus, all going to be NHL stars. Plus, we don't need Panarin.
Plus, how are you going to have not only soda burgers and Panarin bread? You cannot have, like, that's, you're crossing restaurants now. You're competing for the same customers. You don't want to bring, hey, you're not serving paninis with burgers. You know what I'm saying? So you don't need a panini guy. You already got a burger guy.
Please stop calling all hockey fans jerks, Evans. It gets so old. I'm not calling all hockey fans jerks. I'm just saying that
just every, saying people every, like you that tweets that text that stuff in.
No, this guy's okay. This one's okay. But
stop calling his name, Evans.
Every fan. I mean, there's hardcore seamhead too. Baseball seamhead that can be annoying too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, hockey fan is. Self-important, takes himself too seriously hockey fan is right up there when we're talking about the all-time group.
Right.
Like somebody said, CrossFit vegan fan.
Oh, yeah. You know how you know if somebody does CrossFit?
Mm-hmm.
Just wait around for 15 seconds and let them tell you about it. Right?
Yeah, right.
CrossFit guy is annoying. Same with vegan guy.
How about gluten-free
guy? Oh, my gosh. My daughter is gluten-free. I'll have a kale salad, hold the kale, hold the, you know, I mean, eventually it's just a plate of air you're eating. Like, I want the kale quinoa salad, but I don't want any quinoa. Hold the garbanzo beans. Take this off. I mean, it's like you get two slices of, or two little plants of, well, I don't know what they are, leaves of kale. Leaves of kale? Is it leaf of kale? I don't have any idea, but yeah, the gluten.
Who cares?
Like, I walk into a restaurant, I'd like, add extra gluten. I'll take whatever gluten has been left in the kitchen, throw it on my plate. I'm all about the gluten. Give me gluten. Like, give me liberty or give me death. Give me gluten! Or give me swollen glands! Can't get enough gluten in my diet.
Hey, this weekend, by the way, congrats to our fan-free Foursome Friday presented by Michelob Ultra, Live Ultra, teed off this morning. Thanks to our friends at Buffalo Run. Great course, incredible views, great food. If you want to book a time, buffalorungolfcourse.com. Hey, listen, we'd be remiss. We joke, we play here in the toy department every single day, and we're glad that you're with us here hanging out, and we take sports so seriously even when it's not. But this is Memorial Day weekend, and do take some time to remember all of those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice for us to be able to sit around here and goof around and talk about Nightwing and Night Ranger and Gluten Free Man and CrossFit Man and Batwing, Nightwing, all that stuff. So it's, you know, that's why we're able to do what we do, and we're very thankful for
Speaking
it.
Speaking of Batwings, it's kind of warm in here.
So be safe this Memorial Day weekend. We will see you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. The Safety Blitz with Nick Ferguson is coming up next.